I don't know if we can have that slide up. There we are. This ship here is called the Lancastria. She was built in Scotland in 1922 as a Cunard passenger ship taking people from America and back to Europe. But in 1940, the Lancastria was requisitioned by the British government and turned into a troop ship. Now, everybody here, I guess, has heard of the miracle of Dunkirk, when in June 1940, 338,000 British and Allied troops were rescued from France in hundreds of boats and ships. We've all heard about that. But very few people have heard of Operation Ariel, which started almost immediately after Dunkirk and was the final evacuation of all remaining Allied personnel in Western France. And this ship was sent to the French coast as part of Operation Ariel. On the 17th of June 1940, the Lancastria began boarding troops and civilians and women and children, but the situation was utterly chaotic. It was the last opportunity to escape mainland Europe before Germany closed in. And in all the chaos, no one really knows how many people were on board the ship. Bear in mind, it was designed to carry 2,200 passengers. We know that there were definitely 5,000 people on board that day, but maybe as many as 9,000 people. And that afternoon, while still waiting to leave the coast of France, the Lancastria was bombed by German warplanes. And within 25 minutes, this huge ship had capsized and sunk. More people lost their lives that day on the Lancastria than on the Titanic and the Lusitania combined. It remains to this day the single largest loss of life in British maritime history. So why have you never heard of it? Well, in his memoirs, Churchill wrote this. He said, "When this news came to me, I forbade its publication, saying the newspapers have got quite enough disaster for today at least." And he went on, "I had intended to release the news a few days later, but events crowded in so quickly and so black that I forgot to lift the ban. And it was some time before the knowledge of this horror became public." And you can understand why he did that, can't you? Because Britain was facing its darkest hour. But actually, what he says in his memoirs are a complete understatement. The Lancastria disaster was all but forgotten. And I knew nothing of this story, nothing at all, until a few years ago when our very own Joyce Corbett happened to mention to me that her brother George had been aboard the Lancastria that day. And with her permission, I want to say a word about him. On the 9th of November 1939, George, Joyce's brother, was 20 years old. On his 20th birthday, he enlisted in the British Army. He became a sapper, which is a private in the Royal Engineers. And he said goodbye to his family on the first Monday of January 1940. He was then clearly posted to France with the British Expeditionary Force because the family heard from him from France once or twice. But then Dunkirk came and Dunkirk went and they heard nothing. With the help of the British Legion, the family contacted the War Office to be told that George was missing in action. More time went by. But then they received word that his body had been recovered on the beach near the French port of Saint-Nazaire. and he is buried in a local cemetery in France, along with a load of other men who perished on board the Lancastrian. And his grave simply reads, Sapper George Kingsman, who died on 17th June 1940, age 20. He left home one day in January 1940, and they never saw him again. And his story, along with the other thousands on the Lancastria that day, was forgotten. But many years later, this is great, in 2008, the Scottish government decided to issue a commemorative medal in acknowledgement of the unique scale of the Lancastria tragedy, which had affected so many people. Joyce's cousin happened to see some publicity in the paper, and she applied on Joyce's behalf. And here it is. Here it is. The Lancastria Commemorative Medal, given in recognition of the sacrifice of many, many, many men like George, who died serving this country. In that Bible reading from John, chapter 10, there's a very famous verse, isn't there? That Jesus says, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. Friends, can I tell you, the sheep means you and me. We are sheep. Psalm 23, very famous psalm, says, the Lord is my shepherd. I will lack nothing. I'll have everything I need. But Jesus says there's more. He says he's not just a shepherd who guides and cares. In the end, he is the only shepherd who will step out and say, I will take your place. I will lay down my life for you. I will pay the penalty for your sin, so you don't have to. You see, the Bible also says, and we had this at Marie's funeral on Friday, the Bible also says, we are all like sheep, and all of us have gone astray. Each of us has turned to our own way. We're all facing death and separation from the God who made us. And there's nothing we can do about it. What we need is a shepherd who is brave enough and kind enough and powerful enough to lay down his life for us. And that is what Jesus did. On a cross, he swapped places with me and you. He took my sins and my sorrows. He made them his very own. And he gave me peace with God. It's as though we've been struggling to carry this heavy load, heavy, heavy load. And Jesus comes and he lifts it from us and he carries it for us. I can't do it for you. You can't do it for me. Only Jesus can do it for any of us. It's so easy to overlook or to forget stories like the Lancastrian and Sapper George Kingsman. It's so easy to walk by and to miss what they mean. And it's very easy for us to miss who Jesus is and what he did. It's fantastic that the Scottish government issued that medal and so in some small way helped us to remember the sacrifice. But please let me remind you to remember Jesus Christ and the death he died, so that whoever believes in him doesn't have to perish, but can have everlasting life. Do you know, let me finish with this. Back in the First World War, every British soldier was issued with a pocket copy of John's Gospel. It would have looked exactly like that, just a little pocket gospel of John. And inside the cover, there was a message from Lord Roberts, who was Britain's most senior soldier in 1914. And it says this, I ask you to put your trust in God. He will watch over you and strengthen you. You will find in this little book guidance when you are in health, comfort when you are in sickness, and strength when you are in adversity. But most of all, in this little book, you will find the good shepherd who laid down his life for the sheep. And that is as true today as it was in 1914. Please remember him, as we remember George and others too. Amen.